Sunday, March 9th. Just great. I think my mom is downstairs fixing a fancy Sunday dinner. Lately, she's been watching all of those Food Network cooking shows, and now she's obsessed with the healthy cooking kick. But the sad thing is that her cooking was never that good to begin with. It's gone from very bad to horrible. Sorry, Mom. Probably the worst thing about her new meals is the very strong and pungent smell. We had homemade pizza almost a week ago, and I still can't get the stench out of my hair. And I've washed it 3 times. Come on! How do you screw up a pizza? Number 2. Dad was booked until noon with extermination appointments, which meant no embarrassing Dad. Woohoo! Number 3. Our raggedy van was being driven by Dad, which meant no embarrassing 5-foot-long plastic roach. Woohoo! Actually, this morning was the perfect time for the TV crew to come to my house and film, since Brianna, Dad, and Max the Roach would not be home. My birthday present to Mom was breakfast in bed. So after I prepared her meal, I carried the tray up to her bedroom, shouted, "Surprise!" and sang happy birthday. "I love you, Mom," I gushed. "Enjoy breakfast in bed with fresh strawberries on pancakes, topped with extra whipped cream, and 2 scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, milk and orange juice. Just the way you like it."
"Nikki, sweetheart, you shouldn't have," she exclaimed, getting a little teary-eyed.
"Happy birthday, Mom." But OMG, she had no idea how much trouble it was to make that breakfast. It took me an hour just to learn how to flip pancakes, and another hour to scrape 7 of them off the stove, floor, and ceiling. After adding up the cost of the batter and other ingredients for all the wasted pancakes and the 2 cans of paint to repaint the ceiling and walls, I could have cut my losses and just